Today, we're going to be discussing a big, huge financial gap that's taking place in the United States. This is the very first time in U.S. history we've seen this level of gap. And I contend this is just the beginning of what's coming. And I think it's going to be all part of how they orchestrate the vast majority to accept us into the new system, as they call it, the World Economic Forum's plan for Great Reset. But the problem is we're seeing that the bottom 80% in America are becoming significantly poorer since the pandemic. And it's all related to inflation. It's all related to the trillions upon trillions of printed currency. So, yes, there are going to be those wealthy who are taking advantage of the printed money, but a vast majority of people, unfortunately, don't have that ability. And it's worse. Wait until you hear some of these statistics and numbers. You're going to realize that America is getting set up. And here's the problem. You can't fix it. And I know I'm not trying to be, one of those pessimistic ones. I'm just telling you, you cannot fix this time. We are at the end of a cycle. We are at a time in history where the dollar is now over. It is very clear now that the United States and NATO lost the war against Russia. That is going to play a significant deteriorating role on the U.S. dollar going forward. And this is just the beginning. The obviously, the wars are not working to cause escalation. As I contended, Iran, they were looking for Iran and others to get in to escalate this. It's not working. And so something else has to come because the system itself is busted financially and they need an excuse so we, the people, don't wake up and blame that all of this is the malfeasance of the bankers. But this, being poor since the pandemic, the amount of inflation and the inflated pressure on people is pretty extraordinary. And it's creating what we'd call a Robin Hood mentality all over America. We're not just seeing it in the big cities, of course. It's happening everywhere. The rich are definitely getting richer, and the poor have been getting poorer. And this is causing very deep divides and societal issues that I think gets worse. And I've kind of seen this coming. I've talked about it, how, where there'll come a time, you better be careful if you even look like you're trying to flaunt wealth. You better not do it. You're going to get targeted. What it is the times have really not been that good for most of the country. And we were already having the pressure before the pandemic, and the shutdown, not just psychologically, but financially, has been devastating. And then last week, we talked about on the podcast, which was pretty amazing, how they had about $2.1 trillion in savings. And the vast majority of what you're seeing as they're saying the economy's doing good has been literally people dipping into those savings to the tune of $1.9 trillion has been dipped into from the savings, just about $200 billion a week, and they're out. Like, we only have a few hundred billion left in savings, and this is a really big problem. I don't know why the people, unless they had to do it to survive, I respect that, but we should not have been excess spending here. When we got set free from this pandemic, we should have really been wise. But the media doesn't want you to realize what is coming. And I call it not just the Great Reset, but a great alignment into our freedoms and in our finances. But it's a really serious problem. A lot of the country is struggling. In fact, there is a big study that came out of the Federal Reserve, and they found that about 80% have now lower bank deposits and other liquid assets compared to the status they had before the pandemic. This decline is marking a huge shift from the initial phases of the pandemic. And there's a lot of various factors, of course, in this, but including the government financial support. A lot of people got lazy or they were laid off their jobs. And then the government came in with all this free money that is now ending, even delaying the student loan payback, which now a lot of them have to pay back, which they should. If you took out the loan, go do it. But there's a big deal there. And now there's restrictions coming on spending opportunities, and we're seeing now, kind of put it in perspective, people had savings because there were restrictions on what we could buy. We had supply chain issues during the lockdowns, and so money kind of accumulated. But the fact that savings didn't maintain and increase after the pandemic shows that the American people basically just started letting loose and spending the money that they had in savings. And it's probably mostly on things that they shouldn't have. Hopefully, if it was survival, again, that's okay. But if it was just, you know, buy a big screen TV or something, you're going to find out that was probably a real bad idea. Because it's a problem building up. The lockdowns kind of fooled everyone, and they've been using that as a media narrative. But the problem is we're seeing stuff here in America now we've never seen as far as the wealth gap goes. And it's leading, you know, to the savings not only depleting, but the vast majority of Americans have really been getting poorer. It's getting worse. And the problem is it's happening on the heels of extraordinary inflation. No matter what they're telling you in the media, the inflation is still double digits. I even personally am astounded at prices of things. I mean, you accumulate a handful at the grocery store and the price is large. Just to pick up a handful of Christmas cards, whether they be unique, could cost you $50. I mean, it's amazing what things cost these days. But this gap between the wealthy and the rest of the world, or the rest of the people in the country, is the greatest that it has ever been in the entire history of the United States. On the heels of massive inflation and walking into global shutdowns. And I mean shutdowns as an economic. We're walking into depression, but they're not going to go there and say that kind of stuff. But we are going to have recession, and there is continued trouble in the supply chain. As I expressed before on this podcast, you know, this stuff is rigged against us, and they're plotting this to play out. When you start to throw in artificial intelligence and robotics, in California, for instance, right, they raised the minimum wage to $20. And so now you're finding half the people now get laid off because they're going to bring in robotics. And when you look at what's coming, a lot of this is not going to be survived. And I don't believe it's meant to. I truly believe we're going to become a nation similar to Mexico, where you have those that have and the rest are just going to be getting by. And that's how they're going to go into this massive socialist system. But there's a bigger plan here, and it's surprising to me to see this gap. But what really gets me is, I had a good pastor friend tell me one time, as long as people had enough money to go out to dinner once in a while and go see a movie, they think everything is okay. But the fact is, it hasn't been, and that's why gold and silver has been so valuable. I don't care what the price is right now, it has nothing to do with price. But if you have retirement accounts or savings, you better get that into gold and silver to an extent, because when you see the amount of inflation that's coming, especially with the turmoil globally, you're going to wish you did. And that's where Cornerstone Asset Metals comes in. But there's a big problem here in this divide, and we've never seen it in the United States at this time. On the heels of immorality in the toilet, you now have roving gangs causing issues in cities. People can steal. They just let people break into cars in California. As a matter of fact, in California, you can steal up to $1,000 and not even be pursued. That is a big problem. Not only are we morally decaying, we are perverted as a nation, and we're seeing this gap that is probably never going to return. I contend that if we, the people, won this argument, everyone from a waitress can have a chance to be wealthy because of the amount of printed currency. But the problem is they're not. My guess is we're just going to lose that argument, and they're going to take us to this digital world, which the vast majority of us would be slaves. But there was another report that came out by the Labor Department, and they're even talking about this is what's amazing on the heels of inflation, that the average hourly earnings are even lower today than they were before, well, I would just say before Joe Biden entered the White House, which we know that, all of these trillions in stimulus, and yet hourly wages are actually going down at a time when the dollar you're earning is buying you less and less and less. Millions upon millions of Americans are receiving pay cuts over the last couple years. And this is all due to the inflation. I mean, it's just a really bad policy. You know, they want to try to blame President Biden, although I don't really think he's, you know, conscious of what's going on. But it's more about the people behind him. This is a design. It's a Cloward Piven design to take us into a slave state where a vast majority will have to depend on the government. But, I don't even want to get into that end of it, because this whole idea of Bidenomics and all of this, I just don't care, because just look at the people. Look at the average person and how much, you know, cost has been inserted into their life. Look at how expensive everything is for us to just survive. So I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to get into politics. I think this is a global thing with the World Economic Forum, which is also tied right into the Trilateral Commission. This is something designed to take us to the world order. And in order to do it, they have to destroy the middle class and make a vast majority of Americans dependent on government. I think either party would probably do the same. I think Republicans would probably do it a lot slower. But the fact is, we're dealing with a boulder that's coming off a cliff that nobody can stop. So I really don't trust either party at this point. I just think, you know, one's going to take it faster than the other because they're more in the socialist camp, which is not a good thing, because when the Labor Department comes out and says, you know, that the average hourly earnings for employees was like $11 in October, and that's in a decline. I mean, even $11, you can't get by on $11. What is that? You know, that's not even a couple thousand a month. I mean, when you could talk about if you have to have a car and then you get into insurance and clothes and food and rent, you can't. We cannot survive on these wages. We have to have huge wage increases across the board, which then keeps fueling for inflation, because business owners are going to have to spread down the cost. Just look at what FedEx and UPS cost you to mail a package. It used to be maybe $50, $60. It's now over $130 to mail the same package. This isn't good. And the pace of layoffs are picking up. Pretty soon, there will be millions of Americans that won't even have a job at all when they start laying off. And this is going all the way to the top. You even have Citigroup. They've begun large-scale layoffs. Major corporations in the cars like Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, they're doing voluntary buyouts. They said they offered 6,400 of their 12,000 salaried employees a buyout. They want to cut the force in half. It's because a lot of this is going to robotics and AI. You see, we're in a real serious predicament in the United States. And I'm unfortunately, I just don't think we can save it. The only thing that we could is to get in strong fiscal, probably be Trump type politics. But there's unfortunately too many traitors on both sides to probably accomplish it. But that would have made the opportunity for everybody to gain wealth. But without that, it's not going to work. We would have to bring manufacturing back. There's a lot that has to be done. But the problem with all of this and this widening gap, I mean, again, this is something we have never seen in the history of America to this level. We are now getting major deterioration in not only the economic production, but crime is going through the roof. And then you have in a lot of these blue cities where crime is just allowed. They don't care. I mean, it's amazing. So these blue cities, you're not even allowed to defend yourself. And yet you got people hijacking, mugging you, carjacking you, killing you. And they have no moral. They have no conscience anymore. Criminals know that they can commit heinous crime and get away. It's astounding what we're doing here. And that's, you know, all that George Soros district attorney stuff. That's just let criminals roam. I mean, there was a time we used to respect the fact that if you commit crime, if you rape or if you murder, you're done. You're going away for a long time. Personally, me, I'd stick him in the chair. Forget about rehabilitation. But we're allowing these people just to roam the streets. And I think it's all designed, and this is my opinion, that this is the tactic of the world order, especially Soros, because he's a mastermind at this, is to create internal chaos. Continue to let the criminals roam the street, bring in chaos, crime, and cause such a dissatisfaction that people will yell out for a central government. But you're now getting large groups of people deciding to think it is okay to just take from the rich and the corporations. But the problem was that they don't understand is all that theft is just continuing to cause inflation to go higher because of expenses. They think, oh, the rich are exploiting the poor. Well, I don't know how you even define rich. There's going to be your mega wealth. And then I think a lot of people that think someone's rich is really just what the middle class used to be. When I was growing up in Detroit, we had a certain lifestyle. And today that lifestyle would be considered rich when it wasn't rich at all. But that just shows you how we've deteriorated as a nation. But this kind of Robin Hood mentality is extremely dangerous for societies. You just got to go back in history, study the Roman Empire, study all of it. You'll realize this is exactly how empires collapse. Not only is it dangerous, but this is rapidly spreading. And here's the worst part. It's just the beginning. We are just getting started. A lot of people think that, oh, it's going to be better soon. I hate to say it. It's just getting started. We still have a serious issue with inflation, an issue with the banks. Everything is on a teeter. They're just really good at masking it. But the problem is when you wake up one Sunday, it's going to happen overnight. And it's going to be when you least expect it. I would say buckle up, America. You know, you better hold on. We're going to see staggering levels of civil unrest and crime going into next year and beyond. I wouldn't be surprised if the power elites put Donald Trump in there. They'll probably use him to institute some kind of martial law because of the terrorism and the crime and civil unrest that's going to take place. And for many of you that remember that whole Antifa movement, Black Lives Matter stuff had nothing to do with George Floyd. I mean, the guy was jacked up on drugs. I mean, the autopsy even said it wasn't a murder. I mean, everybody knows. But look at our justice system, how broken down it is. This is just the beginning. They will unleash unbelievable civil unrest. And that's not counting terrorist attacks because they're going to allow this. This is going to be how they're going to lock us into what I call the bigger factor here of digital ID and digital currency. And you're already starting to see articles, pay attention to this, you're starting to see articles about check fraud. Oh, there's this big increase of check fraud and all. It's just terrible. You're going to start seeing this argument being made why cash and why checks are so bad. And the only solution to survive is maybe some form of basic income, which with inflation won't really matter. But we must go digital ID, digital currency, so we can stop this insanity that they created. This is the first time in the United States history we've seen this level of disconnection. And it's on the heels of the dollar's waning days as a reserve currency. And so they're going to try to pin it rich against the poor and rich against everyone else. And that's just not true. Some people, I get it, but there's a lot of people working really hard just to maintain. This is truly about the policymakers, the malfeasance of the bankers, and the system itself taking us to a one-world controlled order, and they'll do it through such tyranny, such fascism and tyranny, and they're going to take it in through the digital ID, digital currency. So I would just really buckle up, really, really become conservative in saving your money. Work real hard. I'd pick up every ounce of silver you can get your hand on. Get it out of the paper system. You cannot trust that your money is safe in your retirement accounts, your IRAs. You can't trust that. I've seen it in the Federal Registry back in 08. They were thinking of doing it, and they're talking about it, which means they will probably, but they can easily confiscate your IRA. because they've given you a tax break. And anytime you get a tax break, the government's in charge. And they were talking about in the Federal Registry back then, taking your IRA, and then depending on how much you have, they would issue you a certain amount of money every month for the rest of your life. Now, for many that want that, more power to you. I personally would not. I would be getting that IRA into a physical precious metals. The good news is the physical metal is stored in a vault in a depository. And if it looks real crazy, like they are going to pull off taking the IRA, you can literally ask for a distribution of all your physical metal immediately, have it shipped to you, and then worry about the tax consequence the following year. But at least your wealth will be with you. So we got Robin Hood at extreme levels here, folks. And unfortunately, you can't correct this. Now, I'm not trying to be, again, pessimistic. I'm just telling you, we're at the end of a cycle. This cannot be corrected. We need a new currency system. We have explosive, not even just immigration and immigration at low levels that are sucking out the revenue from schools and businesses. People are not getting the jobs or the wages that they deserve. The only way that this can be saved is that we take all this printed currency, boom the global economy, open up the supply chains again, and get everyone working to the point where even a waitress could become wealthy. I don't think we the people are going to be victorious, though. So in that case, I'd be preparing. Because at the end of the day, this comes down to digital ID, digital currency. We'll be slaves. And many will have not one word to say about it because you'll be forced to live within it. And if you're in that situation already, I would just find friends, get in good groups, and start developing community relationships. And if we work together as we the people, maybe we can one day turn this ship around and start finding ways to bring wealth to every single one of us. And one thing's for certain, it will never be the government that'll create that wealth. It'll be we the people from the ground up. So until next time, God bless you. And let's add just a couple more minutes to get past this number on the counter. So until next time.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.